Hey, everybody. Hi, this is Sherry with Simply Celebrate. And I am so happy to have on the line with me, Jenny Robbins. Jenny, are you there?
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, hi, Jenny. So I am really happy that you agreed to pop on over and talk to me about the amazing gift that you gave your mom for her 60th birthday. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you did?
Yeah, I have to tell you the backstory of how I came up with this idea, because when I left for college a lot of years ago, my mom started sending me a card every week that I wasn't at home. So when I was 18 years old and living away from home, she started mailing me a card a week. And that has never gone away. So now I'm 37 years old, and I still get a card a week from my mom.
Jenny, and, I love that.
It's true. Ah. It's really true. So what's amazing about that is that I am not the only beneficiary of my mom's habit of sending cards. She does that with, I mean, not maybe every week, but she does it with friends of hers as much as she does with my sister and I. So she's single-handedly keeping homework in business. but she really is truly a sit down, write a note, write a card, send something funny, let somebody know you're thinking about them. And so my sister and I, my mom's 60th birthday was a few years ago, and my sister and I said, what can we do that's going to be really cool, that she would appreciate, that would really speak to the light that she has been in so many people's lives? And we thought, what if everybody that's gotten cards from my mom did the same thing back? So we sent out an email and used the power of Facebook and found a bunch of her friends and our family and certainly my sister and I. And we said, for the 30 days leading up to my mom's 60th birthday, we're just going to flood her mailbox with cards. And we're not going to tell her what's happening. We're not going to, like, give her a heads up. We're just going to let it happen. And it worked like a charm. She got, like, 200-some cards, I think. She was kind of surprised and confused when it first started. And then, obviously, she picked up on it pretty quickly when she was getting multiple cards from people who have never sent her cards before. but it was just so affirming for her. And some of them were not, I mean, they're not, like, long, substantial novels in a card. Sometimes it's just, here's a funny card that made me think of you. But it really, it worked better than we could have imagined.
Oh, Jenny, I love that. You know, I mean, a few things. Like, first of all, just the fact that you sort of gave her, I don't know what the positive of this, a taste of her own medicine. What's the positive?
Right. We took a good idea and used it back on her.
Yes, you boomeranged back all that love.
There you go.
And I love that, you know, that it's like showing her in the way that she's loved all of you so much. And then I also love the way that you did it over the course of time, you know, and like you said, not telling her what was going to happen, so that would just be this wonderful surprise. There's so many elements of it that just feel so special.
Yeah. And it truly was. It was just that. Her birthday is on the 23rd, so we had almost the better part of a month leading up to her actual birthday, where people literally just sent whatever they wanted to send.
And were people very willing? I mean, it sounds like they were, but like when you reached out to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the vast majority, I mean, we basically only reached out to people who we knew had gotten a card from my mom at some point or were on her list of, she sends cards to them frequently. So no one even batted an eye at it because they knew. I mean, they could see what we were doing.
Yeah. And so her response, obviously you said, you know, that she just got flooded with letters. How did she respond to it?
Oh gosh. I mean, I don't remember a specific response as much as I do just overwhelming gratitude for the whole thing. We threw her a party too. So a lot of those people came to the party and we put some of the cards into a book, and it really turned into a thing.
You know, and you know this, but what I want to share is that for my mom's 80th, I remembered your idea. I think, in fact, I'd been in a conversation with you and you had said something about it, and it happened to be right around the time of my mom's 80th. And so I am just so grateful to you because that inspired me to do something. It was a little bit different in that I just put it out to my Simply Celebrate community, to my subscriber list. And
yeah.
These people don't know my mom personally, but they've heard a lot of stories about her through the years because I talk about her a lot. And so they're kind of strangers, but not really, you know, but not really. And I feel like it was so much bigger than I thought it was going to be. Maybe that was kind of what you were alluding to, too, like the hugeness of the gift.
Yes. Yeah, it turned into something that I certainly didn't know to expect that it would become.
Yeah. Can you say a little more? Like, just about that?
Well, I mean, we thought we were really just doing something kind of cute and sweet and nice. And I think for everyone who got to participate, they felt like this was a little way to say thank you back to my mom. And for my mom, it was just this, you know, massive overflow of people paying attention and caring for her and saying they loved her. And I think those are all really good things that we could have maybe predicted. We just didn't actually have that much intentionality behind it when we started it. We thought, oh, this would be kind of fun. And then it turned into, actually, this is an incredible gift.
Yes, yes. And I'm so glad you just said that and that we sort of got to this point, because for me it was a similar thing. Like when you talked about the gift, I was like, oh, that'd be great. You know, we had a death in our family, and my mom didn't want to do anything for her actual birthday, which was in April of last year. And so it seems like, oh, this would be a really nice thing to do. She'll get some cards in the mail, and she won't have to, like, you know, show up with a happy face, you know, in the way that she would if we did something in person. And then I was just kind of like, oh, that would be really kind of nice. I didn't expect what really happened, which was, I think, similar to what you just said, but a little bit different, which is that for my mom, it was this, she also got hundreds of letters. And because they were from people that she didn't really know, but they kind of knew her through my stories, mm-hmm. that they had this love for her. And I think what happened was she got to see the impact of who she is in the world, that there's no way I could have ever shown her that any other way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never even expected that, you know, that for her to get these outpourings of love from people saying, you know, that they could tell, you know, how joyful she is and how she finds happiness in the smallest of things and the way that she's influenced me. And I've given her tons of, like, loving gifts in the past, but it was so amazing to have all of these strangers love her. You know?
Yes. Well, and then I have to tell you the second part to your story about your mom is that I was one of those people who I don't know your mom, but I knew that you were doing this, so I sent your mom a card, and your mom wrote me back.
Yes. So,
now I have, like, a new pen pal. And, you know, one of the funny things, I remember this about the note, she said, she said a couple of, you know, nice things, and then the closing line said, have fun and dance a lot, the years fly by.
Oh.
And what I thought was so amazing about that is that my mom always used to tell me, she still does, one of her favorite phrases is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
And when I got this note from your mom, who I don't know, but who I obviously know you, I thought, this is as if I were reading a note from Sherry. You would say that.
Oh, Jenny. Oh, it's so beautiful.
And so, in fact, the apple doesn't fall far. That's what that is.
And I love that right now, this connection between, you know, my mom, me, you, and your mom, like, all of a sudden we're together. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's so beautiful.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and so that's the thing. That was a whole other unexpected piece for me. I never in a million years thought my mother would respond. That wasn't anywhere in my mind. She just, you know, she started receiving the cards and she started just responding. And I was like, are you going to respond? You're going to respond to every card? And she was like, I love these people. And she speaks about them now. Like, honestly, she'll say something like, oh, my friend Jenny in Indiana, you know, like,
That's so great.
She, you know, she's noted. She made a list for herself of everybody. She's kept all the cards. I feel like This is the other piece that that you may not know, and some people do, some people don't, but my mother doesn't travel. And
I did not.
She can get physically sick when she gets too far from home. And so one of the other really unexpected pieces of this is that she has friends all over the world now. Like, some people, you know, she got some chocolates from someone in Australia. She received, like, you know, somebody handmade her this little handkerchief from Spain. I mean, like, all of these people from all over the world that she now calls her friends, and she feels connected to all these parts of the world in a way that, again, never would have happened.
That's unbelievable. And look at, I mean, again, back to the how this started. I mean, it was just a simple idea, and I did it, and then you did it, and the accidental outcomes that come from starting a simple idea and actually turning it into a meaningful experience. I mean, you could have never predicted that those people in other countries would be sending things to your mom as a result of a, hey, would you help me do this gift for my mom?
Right, and you could have never predicted,
no,
when you and your sister
never
came up with that idea for your mom, that my mom would be so right? Like, of course, you would have never
right
in your mind, right? But the fact that what you did sparked that for me, and then, of course, now my hope through our conversation and through sharing your wonderful idea is, like, imagine the countless people who not only will receive cards, but also what a gift it is for the people who are sending the cards. I had so many people
absolutely
tell me.
I had as much fun writing the card to your mom as I did watching my mom get cards of her own.
Oh, Jenny.
The sender and the receiver benefit equally in this equation.
Exactly. And I think that was the other unexpected thing, right? That it's like, when I put that out, I was asking people for a favor, right? Like, I love my mom dearly. Can you help me? You happen to be one of the wonderful people who stepped forward. But I did hear from a lot of people saying, you know, that felt really great to send some love to somebody. That felt really great. Some people wrote to me and said, you know, my own mom has passed away. It's really wonderful to send some love to your mother. You know, like, just really so touching to hear the different ways that it impacts people to offer love.
Yes. Yes. And all the more reason people should mimic this idea in their own life, because they just don't. You don't know the impact it's going to make until you do something like this. And then it has the impact you think and then some.
Exactly. And what I also love, and I didn't even think about before, you know, this conversation with you, are, you know, the way that we did it was a little bit different. And so there may be other ways that people, you know, they may hear this conversation
right
and have a whole different idea, you know.
Well, and I would love to hear. Can we gather all the ideas
yes
and ways to do this?
Because
now I
want to
know.
Yeah, actually, that's such a great idea. You know, I'll post something under this inviting people to please share their own experiences of doing it so we get a chance to hear, you know.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I did have one person write to me who said she was going, I forget who she was going to do it for, but she was a kindergarten teacher, and she was going to have all of her kids make the cards and then send those. Like, so that was a little bit of a twist on it, too.
I love
you know
it. There's so many ways to do something like this. And to be honest, the effort is so small compared to the outcome that results from the effort. It's not super time intensive. I mean, if you think about the time it takes to make a photo album or a scrapbook of, you know, memories and cards and clippings and things versus sending an email or making a few phone calls or posting something on Facebook, it takes very little time and the impact is huge.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you pointed that out. Right? Because it's both on both ends, like from the end of the organizer, it really is so simple. Like, I remember I was
right
like, oh, Jenny, I love you. Like, I'm so grateful to you because it was such a simple idea. And then it's not that hard for each person to send
right
a card.
But right
you're right. But all told, it's so huge. And I love
yeah
the fact that it happens over time. I think that was the other thing for me that I really wasn't thinking about. Like, I kind of was thinking, oh, maybe all the cards will come within a week. But some people were still writing to my mother, like, they were like, oh, I'm going to send her a Mother's Day card. And I was like, great. Whatever you want to do, right? Like, and that, but like your, for your mom too, how they came in over all these different weeks, it's like that kind of extended joy and love is really, that's unique too.
Yes. Yes. I think it has, maybe it even has more opportunity for impact because it shows up in just the right times and just the right places when somebody needs it most. So maybe your mom getting an extra Mother's Day card this year was just what she needed after, you know, all the reasons that she didn't want to celebrate her birthday the month before.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, it's so true. Okay, and here's what I'm being struck by now. And you know, maybe you could pass this on to your own mom. So all those years that your mother was just sending out cards because she loves you and she wanted to send cards and that was one of her ways of expressing her love, she could have never known, right, that just by sending those cards, that the way that would influence you or the way you would influence me and now hopefully the way that we might influence other people. Like, she was just being her. She's just being loving in the way that she does. And I just think that's so beautiful. Like, I think about the word legacy a lot. And I often think about ways that people leave legacies that they have no idea the legacy they're leaving.
Yeah. It's a true ripple effect. It really is.
Yeah. Like, if that was the
only... just so innocently started with her oldest daughter going away to college.
Yeah. And then she just started sending, cards, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and it's just like if that was the only thing your mother did in her entire life is send all those cards, wouldn't that, like, to me, I just feel like that is a life well lived. And I'm sure she's done many other things than that. But it's like for me, I love to look at things in those ways. Like, and I'm feeling, actually, yeah, well, we'll talk offline, but maybe I have to send your mom a card and thank her. So, yeah, we'll let her know. But anything else before we hop off? I've loved this conversation.
I do, too. I would really sincerely love to hear how people use this and modify it for what they think their loved ones need, because it's the ripple effect, as described here, continues. So knowing what happens with someone who takes this idea and makes it their own is what allows that to keep giving in so many ways. So excited to hear how people use it.
Awesome. Me too. I'm definitely going to put something under here where people can let us know. And Jenny, thank you. I'm so re-excited and energized about this just from these few short minutes talking to you about it. You know, I just feel like, oh, you know, what an amazing gift. So thank you. Thanks for changing my whole, you know, my mom's birthday this year was transformed thanks to you.
My pleasure. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be an extended part of your family in this process.
Oh, all right. Love you, dear. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon.